Hey guys, Maestro here, bringing you episode 151 of Maestro on the Mic, doing it Thursday shorty style. In today's episode, I'm talking about the fact that gratitude is an absolute game changer. But first, DJ, gimme that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it popping.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Well, that was fun. Hey guys, Maestro here, bringing you another episode of Maestro on the Mic. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. So, the reason I'm doing this episode, in part, is because I wanted to let you guys know, who maybe don't follow me on Instagram, that I am doing a gratitude giveaway challenge of sorts. I just hit 50,000 Insta homies on the Instagram. Totally blown away. You guys are awesome. And as my way of saying thank you, I want to give back. But I also want to kind of pay it forward, if that makes sense. So I decided to do a 50K giveaway. Not $50,000. That would be amazing, though. But what the giveaway is that you guys do a post and you express gratitude for someone in your life. And you have a week to do this post. You can do as many as you want. The more posts you do, the more entries you'll receive. And then, well, tomorrow, because this is Thursday, so if you're listening to this on the day that the episode drops, then tomorrow is the last day for the giveaway. I've been running it all week. But you have a week to do the post expressing gratitude for someone in your life, and then I will pick my favorite three, and on Monday I'll announce the winners, and I'm giving away some pretty cool stuff. Entrance to one of my courses for free. You can get my Instagramming with the Maestro or Breathing with the Maestro, an online course for free. I'm offering a Mountain of Maestro Merriment, which is actually pretty cool. I found a remote-controlled Jeep. It's green. And I'll give you a sticker with it. I will give you the Maestro t-shirt with it. I will give you my favorite corn decobber with it. Meaning I will not give you mine, but I will buy these things and have them shipped to you if you choose that prize, right? So three winners getting picked, my favorite three. And each person gets to pick which prize. I think I have either 7 or 8 up there. They get to pick which one they want. So I just want people to spread some gratitude, let people know that they appreciate them and all that they've done for them. I'm not trying to like grow my followers and be like, tag people and then spread. No, all I want you to do is do a post that expresses gratitude for someone in your life. You have to tag me so I can see it. And you have to use the hashtag MovementMaestro50K, and it's the number 50, not written out, just the number 50. So hashtag MovementMaestro50K. You have until tomorrow, if you're listening to this on Thursday, the 17th. So you have until tomorrow to post it and tag me, use the hashtag, express some gratitude, man, pay it forward, share the love. Why? Because like the title of this episode says, gratitude is a game changer. I actually was talking to a homie today, an Instagram homie today, and she was like, how do you get through the down times, right? How do you get through like when you're not like not feeling so well? And my honest response was that I really don't have that many down moments. And I think that's largely in part to the fact that I've made a conscious effort, a conscious decision to express gratitude as much as possible. And no, I'm not one of those people that like writes in a fucking journal in the morning or something like that. Like, that's not my thing. If that's what you want to do, awesome. A gratitude journal, good for you. Love it. As long as you're doing something. For me, it is the stuff that I share with you guys on social media. All right. It is, you know, me singing in my Jeep. It is me at the beach on a Tuesday at 4 p.m. It is me grilling on my balcony. It is me being really happy that I just got back from an awesome trip, teaching, doing things I love, but get to come back to California and get to come back to an apartment that I absolutely love. It's me being so happy about the corn decobber. These little things, like, I am genuinely grateful for them. I'm genuinely happy about them. And when we spend more time expressing gratitude, it's almost impossible for that other shit to start piling up because you start realizing just how good you have it. So I was reading about this. I don't even know who it was anymore, but the concept of loss aversion and how we will do things and hold on to things, stupid shit, because we are so averse to loss, right? We never take a second to celebrate the wins, the gains, right? The example, one of the examples that they use was that you will be pissed off as hell when you don't make a light or when someone's driving and, you know, driving slowly in front of you and you can't make the light. But you never really celebrate the fact when you do make a light, right? Or some people do, which I appreciate. You know, the old, like, people would, like, back in the day would, like, kiss their hand and then touch the ceiling. I don't know if that's like a Jersey thing or whatever, but like when you go through the yellow light. So I'm not, you know, advocating that you like speed through yellow lights and get into an accident. But when we start appreciating everything around us and start noticing the good, it becomes a lot harder for the quote unquote bad stuff to bog us down. I would also encourage you to actually express gratitude for people. One of the things that I try to do as often as possible is thank two people in my life as it relates to my career. And that's Dr. Perry Nicholson. You guys know him, Stop Chasing Pain. And my self-appointed mentor, Dr. Allison Evans. She's one of the head honchos at Rock Tape. And I do whatever I can to message them and just thank them because it was their belief in me and offering me a job at Rock Tape that absolutely changed my life. And I am forever grateful for that. So if you have someone like that in your life, I'm really going to strongly encourage you, let them know and let them know often. It doesn't take anything away from you. And when you take the time to express this gratitude and just realize how much you have to be thankful for, how much, you know, good there is around you, suddenly the other shit doesn't pile up so much. So that's all that I got for you today. I'm going to try and actually keep it as a Thursday shorty. Gratitude is a game changer. You want to feel better about things. You want to get through tougher times. Express gratitude. I know that, you know, Brené Brown's work is all about this. So you can go and go down that rabbit hole if you want. Or you could just start off by, you know, kissing your hand and touching the ceiling when you make it through a yellow light. Start expressing gratitude for the little things in your life. Start expressing gratitude for the people in your life. And actually let them know. God damn it, it's a game changer, my friends. So if you're so inclined, I'd love to see this on social media. Let's light up that space. And by social media, of course, I mean Instagram. Use the hashtag MovementMaestro50K. Tag me at the Movement Maestro and do a post or do 100 posts about gratitude and someone that you are grateful for, thankful for. Let them know. I am extremely grateful for all of you. I talk about this all the time, how I can't, like, it bothers me that in this podcasting space, I can't say, like, direct thanks and, like, write back to your comments on the, or your reviews and such. But I read every single one. I am so appreciative. If you want to chat, you can DM me. If you want to talk in on the Facebook page, we can do that. But either way, please know, if you follow me on Instagram, if you're listening to this podcast, if you subscribe to my newsletter, if you just, you have a sticker, whatever, I appreciate you and I'm so incredibly grateful for all of your support. All right, friends, officially wrapping it up this time. Until next time, friends, Maestro